Yeah, that's a big radio. When really, you know, it's all about the display. Well, ergonomics, I guess. You know, they can either go small, or you give me a really gorgeous display, or some really sensible controls. But I, you know, in a mobile, I think you could make an argument for controls. I feel that the older radios were a lot easier to, like, operate on the fly, you know, because there was a button right on the front marked tone, you know, and if you would tap it, you would turn tone on and off, and if you would tap and hold it, the tone frequency would pop up in your display, and you would roll the VFO knob until you got the tone you wanted. I mean, that was easy, right? You could do it while you were rolling, and, you know, good luck changing the tone while rolling. You know, on these new radios, but anyhow, that's not the conversation. Yeah, okay,
good
so
morning.
That's right. You got that little
Yaesu.
Yeah, I've noticed that about Yaesu. They on the start stop on these cars, when the voltage dips or whatever it does, they do that. You can often try changing where you've got the power coming from. You know, go right to the battery. I actually put a like one of those big one-farad caps or whatever they are that the guys get for their amplifiers, car stereo, on the line for my FTM 500 that I run. Well, the 500 doesn't really do it. It just makes that farting noise, as you remember that. But my I think my 200 used to do that same thing on the start-stop, and that stiffening cap took care of it.
Question.
Go ahead, Joe.
K4ZYQ. Well, you just got me curious because I haven't had a radio in my car in a while. I have a Yaesu 7250 I'd like to put in there with a magnet mount, but if you wire it directly to the battery and you turn your car off and park it in your garage for a while, does that draw a lot of watts or a lot of, you know, amperage on that radio being on standby? Even though the radio's off, it's got to have something to keep the memory there. What do you say, Sean and Dakota?